Or Falif, that Hashruni Nidin Kakarmali, Chai, that Hashruni, that's this wine from Shruni that has the same look like wine of Carmel, that's Chai, that's raw wine. In other words, this diluted wine of Shruni had the same strength, the same color as the wine from Carmel, even when it's not diluted. For Lay Mozig, Chadish V'lo Yosh, when it's new and not old wine. Om Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdini, V'kulam Ein Doitke Moisem Ela B'Kais Tveria. Could only examine this in a plain like cup from Tveria. Samora says, my time, what's the reason? Abai says, Shakola Lom Kuloi Machzik Lug. All the rest of the cups, they hold the lug. Is Oysen Oysen Imenu Shnei Lugin. You make from it two lugim. Like a cup that contains a lug is made of a mono. A cup that holds a lug, it's oysas and money, means it comes from 100, it weighs 100 zuz. Shnei lugim, a cup that holds 2 lugim. Oysa noisim a messiah, it comes, you made out of from 200 zuz. Kais Tveria, the oppression, a plain, simple cup from Tveria, afilu maxik shnei, even holds shnei lugim, oysa noisim imenu, you only make it, only has the weight of 100 zuz. Vadi the color, since it's so light, yodive tvei, you can tell, clearly recognize the color of it very well. So you have to use this light type of a kli, worn in this light kli, then you can recognize the color very well. As Rashi says, Adi the kol since it's so light, niraboy admumis hayayin, you can see clearly the color of the wine, so that's why it should be bought to get it in this type of a cup. Alright, we'll stop here. The Mishnah says, Hamapeleth Chaticha. If an isha has a miscarriage, that just a piece of meat comes out, a chaticha. A chaticha's otum. It means a solid piece of meat has no tzura to it. So she's not tummy mishum leida. So therefore the lochri is im yeshi modam. If some dam comes out with this chaticha, then we say temeya. Then the lochri is that she's temeya. Why? Because of nida. And not mishum leida. Because since it's a chaticha, it's a piece of meat that's not called a leida, she has no tumas leida. V'yimlav, if no dam comes out then, so then Torah, Tanakam Ultra remains Torah, it's not called the Leda, and therefore since there's no dam now, she's not Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sebiudu Aymen, no Benkach or Benkach Tomei. Yehuda does know in both cases she's Tomei. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. What is the yod, this chaticha, this flesh comes out, that still we say she's Tomei. Now what's going to be Hamapeles Kimin Klipa? Let's say the flesh that comes out looks like a peel. Or else kimin sour, looks like a hair. Or else kimin offer, looks like dirt. Or else kimin yachushim. What she has is miscarriage comes out, it looks like a mosquito. So it depends. Adumim, if these things come out, they look red. So again, a real hilchus leida she doesn't have. Since it doesn't look like a person, she has no tumas leida. So it's only question if these things considered like blood, like dam, that she's tummy or not. So if they look red, so the Eitzer is tato l'mayim, put it into water, and let's see, let it soak in the water, im nimucha, if it melts down, dissolves, and you see it looks like blood, so then tameya, then we say these pieces are like just hard blood, and she's tummy mishum nida. V'yim lav, if these things are not dissolved down into blood, so then Torah, then she remains Torah. And we said there's just some flesh coming out, and she remains Torah. It's not a lady, it's not no dam, she's Torah. What's going to be Hamapeleth Kimin Dogen? Let's say this flesh that comes out looks like a fish. Or else Chagovim looks like a grasshopper. Or else Shkotzim Ramoshim looks like stam insects. So Locher is, again, she has no tumas later, because it doesn't have a tzur, it doesn't look like a person. She's not Tomei Mishum later. But it depends. Im yesh imohim dam, if the blood comes out with it, then tamei, then we say she's tamei mishum nida. V'yim lav, the dam, if no dam comes out, then to her, then she remains tor. She has no tumas leida, no tumas nida. What's going to be hamapeles min behema? Let's say the flesh that comes out looks like an animal, chayev v'yoif, or whether it's a chayev, whether it's an oif, a bird, it looks like bein tamei bein to her, whether it looks like an elephant, whether it looks like a cow, or whether it looks like a lion, whether it's tummy, whether it's tor. So the locher is here, it's called a leida. As long as it looks like a behemoth or like a knife, that's enough, I says doim, we'll see the Gemara Sukim, that's enough doim to a person that we say it's called a leida and should be tummy mishum leida. And therefore the locher is that im zocher, if the tzura looks like an animal, a male animal, so then teishav lezocher, she has look like she gave birth to a zochan, that she's tummy for 7 days, and the next 33 days she's Torah. V'im nekeva, let's say it was nekeva what she gave birth to, you know, it looks like an animal, still teishav lezocher, she has to sit for 14 days, she has tumah, and then the next 66 days, she has yimei taira. What's going to be v'imeni yadei, she doesn't know what she was mapel, but she doesn't know, she knows it looks like an animal, but she doesn't know it looks like a zocher with a nekeva. Zlocher is then teishav lezocher and nekeva. She has to go lechumra both ways, min asofik, meaning to say that she's tummy for the first 14 days, maybe it was nekeva, then she only has taira up until the 40th day. She has to be afraid maybe it was a zocher, and after the 40th day, if she sees dam, she'll become tummy. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that if you give birth to a tzura of a behema, that's called the leida. However, the chachamim say that kol she'ein boy mitzuras adam, if this flesh that comes out, if it does not look like the tzura, like a person, doesn't have the tzura, the figure of a person, then einoi vlad, that's not called the vlad, and she has no tumas leida. So it only depends where the dam comes out. Also, she's tummy misham nida, and if no dam, she remains tahira. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel loitimer Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Yehuda says in the Reisha, that Chaticha comes out, Rav Yehuda holds she's Timayim, even though no dam comes out with it. So Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, the Pshat is that loitimer Rav Yehuda ela bechaticha shalabe min adamin. Only if this flesh has a color, a red color, like one of the four colors, that the dam would be Tamei. And therefore he says that this chatich is called dam. So if it looks like blood, it has a locha like dam, and therefore she's tamim mishum nida. Avol shel shar min adamim. Let's say the flesh that comes out looks like a different color, not like the type of color that's tamei. It looks like green, let's say, like white. Then locha is taira. That's what Yehuda Meshumul said. Now, if you're going to Yehuda, it's not the pshat that this chatich is called a leida, but it has a locha like dam, and only if it looks like dam, it doesn't look like dam, she's taka taira. For Rabbi Yechon says like this, no, Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Shel Arabas Mine Domim, if this Chaticha, this flesh, looks like one of the four colors of blood, then Divri Hakot Tameya, even the Chomer would agree that she's Tamei Mishum Nida. Since this Chaticha looks like Dam, we say it's cold blood, and she's Tamei Mishum Nida. What's going to be Shosham Mine Domim? Let's say this Chaticha looks like other colors, not like the colors of blood that she's Tamei, it looks like the other colors that she's Torah. So Divrei Hakol Torah, everybody agrees that she remains Torah. That this Chaticha is not called Dam, and therefore it's not called a Leida, so therefore she remains Torah. So Yechon learns that Lenechleku, where do they argue in the Mishnah? Elisha Pila, where a case where she has a miscarriage, she has a miscarriage of this Chaticha, but V'yenir Das Mahe Pila, she's not sure what the color of that Chaticha was. That's where the Machlekes is. And the Machlekes is like this, that Rav Yehuda holds that Zil Basa Rav Chatichas, goes Basa Rav, there's such a Rav, a Chazaka, a Rubid like Lesser Kamon, to say that the Rav Chatichas shall Arba Mine Domim Heaven, that most pieces of flesh that comes out of the body of an Isha, we say it must probably looks like red, it looks like the color of the blood. And therefore, Minastam, Mina Rav, we have right to say it was worth that color, and therefore she's Tamanida. For Abon and Sabre Abon hold no, that Loyer Mina, I do not say such a Rav. I do not say Loyer Minon, Rav Chaticha Shel Abbas Mina Damim. I do not say this Rav. They don't hold from this Rav. The Rav says, Loyer Chazik Lon Haruba. There's no such Rav. This is like a Svaradik Rav, a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. They don't hold from this. It's not the statistics. It could be that a lot of times they have a miscarriage with a piece of flesh that looks like white, looks like green, not like red. Sefer Rav Yechon is the Machlekes. Tomorrow says, no, Amy, it's not true, it's not this way, that for Hokiyosi Ravosh, when Ravoshi came in Nadoi, from the city Nadoi, also he came, the Yaisa Masnisim Biyod, he came and he brought a Bryce in his hand, that was the way they learned the Bryce there. That the Bryce said like this, that what's going to be Hamapelet Chaticha, a lady that has a miscarriage, a piece of flesh comes out, a round piece of flesh, has no tzura, no figure to it, so, Aduma, whether it looks red, Shchur, whether it looks black, Yeroika, whether it looks green, which is not a color that she's coming from, Ulevon, even if the piece looks white, so still, Im Yesh Imo Dam Temeya, the Chom hold that if other blood comes out with this, then she's coming Mishum Nida, V'im Lav Tehera, that Dehi Ovaisa, this piece of chaticha is not called dam. Even though it looks like blood, it's not dam. So if no other dam comes out, it remains Torah. Rabbi Yudu says like this, Ben kach or ben kach tmei, no, it doesn't make a difference. Whether the chaticha looks like red, looks like white, still she's tamei. Since it's not like both of how we learned before. And the more says, the chur kasha l'shmul b'chada, it's a kasha on Rav Yudam Shmuel in one way, we'll soon see. Well, Rav Yechanan betate, there's two kashas from this brice on Rav Yechanan. And it's like this. Well, Shmuel, according to the way Shmuel learned before, b'chada, there's one question on Shmuel. That Shmuel said before, true, the Rabbanan say it's Tor, but Shmuel learned that according to Rav Yudam, it's only tamei if the chaticha looks like dam. But if it looks like green or like white, he said even according to Yudah it's Torah. Because that's what it says, the Yamash Mol Shmuel says that Leitim Rav Yudah Yudah only said it's Tamei Ela Bechaticha Shalabas Minadamim. Only if this piece of flesh looks like one of the four colors of blood. But if it looks like green or like white, he held that it's Torah according to Rav Yudah. And here in the Bryce it says clearly, Blokatoni, it says over here, Uraikul Avonia, it says here if this Chaticha looks like green or like white, and still the pleager of Yudah, argues and says, no, that she's Tameya. So this chur is not like Rav Yudah Mashmuel. So most of the chitim, and maybe you tell me, no, there's not a kash on this brisa to him. Because maybe ki pligi, when is Rav Yudah argue, maybe ki pligi Rav Yudah adoyma u'shchera, for yareika u'levoyna loy. Maybe Rav Yudah only argues where the piece of flesh looks like red or like black, which are mina tameyim. But where the piece looks like green or like white, maybe he agrees that she's Torah then. So Mura says, no, that can't be. Lo, he doesn't argue there. So Mura says, no, that can't be pshat. Because that would be the pshat if so. Why does the Brisa bring down the case altogether that this chaticha was white or like green? Let's see. If you want to tell me, Rabbanan goes according to Rabbanan Shita, why? Hashta doy mushchera. According to Rabbanan, we're saying even though this chaticha, this piece of flesh, looks like red or like black, still matari Rabbanan hold no, it's not called dam, and she's tor. If so, did you have to tell me that Yeroik Levani mi boy? Like, what do you have to tell me then if the piece looks like green or like white? Also, she's tor Ripshita. Like Madach, when the piece looks like dam, like red, still the yod, it's not called dam. So it looks like white and like green. Pshita's tor. Elulav, it must be the what is the price to say the loch of green and white. It must be the Reb Yudah, it must be according to Reb Yudah Shita. When Reb Yudah says she's Tamei, even though the piece looks like white or like green. Or Pligi, and he argues. Therefore, this Bryce is a kash on Reb Yudah Mashmuel. Fesu, secondly, the Reb Yechanan is a double kash according to Reb Yechanan. The Reb Yechanan said, what? The Yom, he said like this, that Shalabas, Minei Domen, Devriyako Tamei. Reb Yechanan said, even the Rabbanan agree, that if the Chaticha looks like one of the four colors of blood, she's Tamei. They only argue where it's a suffix. If so, Hokatoni, it says over here in the Braisa, Doimu Shreira, says still even though Chaticha was red or was black, which are colors of blood that's Tamei, or Pligi Rabbanan, still the Rabbanan say even though this Chaticha came out, she had a miscarriage here, still she remains Torah. You see the Rabbanan arguing, say even though the Chaticha looks like red or like black, still she's Torah. So it's not like Rabbi Yechanan. To keep telling, maybe they answer me again and tell me no, that ki pligi Rabbanan a Yeroiko Levoina. When did the Rabbanan argue on only a Yeroiko Levoina? That's where the Rabbanan said that she's Tahira. Only where it's green or white, that's not a color Tameya. Abel Adaymo Shcheruloi, that maybe in the case where the pieces are black or red, where that's a min Tameya, that even the Rabbanan agreed that she's Tameya. So where it says, no, if that would be the Pshat, El Adaymo Shcheruloman Ketanilo. So why does the Bryce have to say the case where the pieces were red or like black? Who is it going according to? Elaine, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's saying these colors are Tameya. Why? Hashti Yeroiko Levoina Tameya Madach Rabbi Yehuda, even though the piece of flesh looks like green or like white, which is not a min Tameya. Still he holds it has a look like dam, she's Tameya. If so, Adai Mashor Mi Boy, do you have to tell me that it looks like red or like black, which is the real colors of dam, that she's Tameya? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to tell me this. Elolav, it must be Rabbanan, it's going according to Rabbanan Shita. Or Pligi, still the Rabbanan argue. You see, according to Rabbanan, even though the piece of flesh here looks like red or like black, which are Mine Dam and Temeim, still according to Rabbanan, she remains Tahira. So it's not like Rabbi Yechanan. So who are these brides that they brought down as a kash on both of them? So where it's like this, true. Ela rather Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak. Nachman says Nupshat. A Nupshat now Mishnah, the Machlokes again, when Isha was Mapil, a Makamas Chaticha, where she's Mapil this Chaticha, and there's no dam that the Chum says she's Torah, and the Yudah says she's Temeya, what's the Machlokes? Or could be everybody agree that this Chaticha is not called dam? By itself, we don't give it the shame dam, the Chaticha itself. It's called flesh, it's not called dam. So even according to Yudah, no matter what color it is, she is not tummy because of the chaticha itself. So what's the machlokes dom? Machlokes says, "Bi'ef shel psichas hakever b'loy dam." Is it possible that something could pass through her womb and dam does not come out? That's called, is it possible to have a psichas hakever? Hakever means here her womb. Is it possible that the womb should open up and no dam should come out? Kamifagi. And really, the pluk to them machlokes reviewed in the rabbanon, the same machlokes, tani tano at these tanoim. The tani, we learn like this. What's going to be kosher? Anisha is having labor pains, and she sees twice in a row, 2 days in a row, dam, and she's in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim, Benidah Lanida. So Lacha reads, like after she finishes Anidah, the next 11 days, she could become a Zava. So here she saw 2 days in a row, dam, but she was having labor pains. So now kosher shnayim u'mishlishi hepila. On the third day she gave birth. But v'yena yadeya, she had a miscarriage, V'yeni yudas ma'apila, she does not know what happens. Rashi says, first of all, she does not know if any dam came out when she had the miscarriage. And also, she does not know what it was that came out of her. Rashi says, v'imruach bi'amu, was it a vlad, that fetus, that gives her a shame, or yoledis, that she's tummy mishum yoledis? Or maybe there was only like ruach, just like wind. The placenta was just full of wind that came out, and then we say she's terror. So she doesn't know what came through her womb. So I call upon him, something did come through. So the halachas are like this. We have before once that if an isha gives birth or sees dam, a ziva, while she's giving birth, she doesn't become tummy. The halacha of dam ziva has to come out by itself and not because of labor. If because she has these labor pains and then she gives birth, and then she during these days she sees dam ziva, she doesn't become tummy. But if here what she was mapa was not a vlad, it's not called a labor, then she would become tummy. So here, it's a question, what halacha is she? That we have a doubt like this. On the tzaddik said that she saw dam when she had this miscarriage, and also if the miscarriage is not called a leda, it's only called a ruach, so then she would become tamei zava, because she saw 2 days before, now she saw today, and it comes out that these leda pains were like false, it wasn't the real leda, therefore she has a tumas zivra on her. The other tzaddis know that maybe what came out was really a vlad, was really a fetus, and therefore she's telling Mishum Yeledis. But there's also a doubt that maybe neither happened. Maybe no dam came out, and maybe also what came out was a fetus. Well, was not a fetus, was only a ruach. So in this case, she's not telling at all. She's not telling Mishum Zova, because she didn't see the third day. And she's not telling Mishum Nidu, because no dam came out. And she's not telling Mishum Yeledis, because it's not called ruach. So that's the subject of what happened. So it's a machlokes tanoim. It says over here the word,